Good morning, family of God. It is my privilege and also the privilege of my one and only wife. We have been married for 70 years and 8 months, which means we are married 35 years. She married to me 35 years, 2 months. I'm glad you are good in mathematics, so thank you. We are blessed with the 3 children. You saw them through the pictures. Both of our moms are still praying for us. Actually, my mother prayed for me, and both of my parents prayed for me, prayed for all their children to be dedicated to the Lord. God gave them 10, and God chose the tithe, which is standing in front of you. 1974, while I was a university student in Kerala, India, I had the joy of accepting Jesus as my Savior and Lord on May 2nd, 1974. 12 years, my life was not the most effective and a growing Christian until the SIM missionaries came to serve with us professionals in Zambia, Lusaka. And God touched our life through discipleship, and God sent us to ministry. I will share that a little later. First of all, I want to thank Shannon Hills Bible Chapel, the leadership in this church, the elder board, and the deacon board, and all those who are the family of the Lord Jesus Christ for allowing us to come and just to share what God has been doing in and through our life in across the pond, the Atlantic pond in Africa for the last 21 years. Would you bow your head and pray with me? Father, we thank you for this great opportunity to come and to participate in the communion of the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning with your family here in Shannon Hills. Thank you that we could come and continue our worship and the opportunity of sharing your word in thy presence in this chapel. Father, I want to thank you for all those who came and spoke from this pulpit. Pray that this opportunity you have given to me, Father, help me to be sharp enough to communicate the truth, to speak in truth and in love. Use me as your instrument for today. And may that be a blessing to all those who are gathered and all those who may hear through other media. In Christ Jesus' name I pray with thanksgiving. Amen. It is difficult for me to talk about tri-continental journey of our life. Therefore, I need to change my dress. I hope you are not disturbed, and it was not intended to disturb any of you. I was born and raised in India, somewhere here. And I came to know the Lord. And after that, there's a young lady came into my life through an arranged marriage. That is Molly sitting there. Would you like to stand so that other people can just wave for you? Okay. She is so beautiful, and she is the beautifulest woman in the whole world for me. Molly is a nurse. I'm trained to make teeth and make people smile. So I know how to make people smile, and I practiced that for 12 years. And at that time, we were looking after other people's mouth affairs. Well, here in Zambia, this is part of Lusaka, central. And that's when the missionaries came and discipled us. And that's one of the things I want to mention in my message. And God called us. We thought while we were doing evangelism and discipling others, we found that we are not adequate enough in the Word of God and the theology and the doctrine. So God opened a door for us in Moody Bible Institute in Chicago. It's just right around my armpit somewhere here. And when we finished undergraduate school and graduate school, planting a church in Chicago City in Albany Park, the church is still growing there and continuing the ministry. God called us back while we were thinking that India may be a choicest place because of linguistic and cultural effectiveness for the Lord. But the Lord guided us to South Africa, all the way at the tip of Africa. You cannot go any further. And it is in South Africa, at the tip here, that's where Atlantic Ocean and Indian Ocean come and meet together here. If you haven't been to South Africa, take an opportunity to come and see what God is doing in South African mission field. We will take you there. And I can put you right in between Indian Ocean and Atlantic Ocean. Would you turn with me to your Bible? I would like to look at the essentials of a maturing believer in Christ Jesus. A maturing believer in Christ Jesus. In John chapter 15, we read, "Abide in me," 15 verse 4, "abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bring forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing." In order to grow as a maturing believer, to be effective, to be maturing, to be productive. I don't like the word productive because productivity deals with something else. Because it is fruitfulness is effective. Authentic. We call it intentional discipleship. To make maturing followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. Abiding, I would like to develop that a little bit. In order to be abiding, we must be men and women, boys and girls, who are making ourselves available. When we say ourselves, I'm talking about ourself. Maybe it is our ego that is holding us not to be available to grow as a maturing believer in our community. I mentioned to you 12 years, my life was not even fruitful because nobody discipled me. Nobody told me the truth of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ touch and change men and women, boys and girls in any community. We need to make ourselves available. The self contains ego in it. Ego, E-G-O, edging God out. When we edge God out of us, then the ego remains in us and it controls us so that we will not be available for the work of the Lord, for the ministry that assigned to each one of us. I know in this chapel, you learn the Word of God. It's a Bible chapel. Just like we call Moody Bible Institute. It's a Bible chapel. But family of God, as we make ourselves available, I was born and raised there. I was available when God called me to equip ourselves, to be built up, to be rooted and built up on the Word of God. I had to move with two little girls, a 7-year-old and a 5-year-old, with my wife to Chicago Moody Bible Institute. I only knew the physical address of Chicago Moody Bible Institute when I came with the little girls and my wife. We left our profession, we left our position, possessions and positions. And Chicago couldn't hold us. In my master's project in the Moody Graduate School, I wrote a program for planting South Asian churches in urban North America. And that's what I was doing, and that's what I did. But God said, go back to rural South Africa, and you will do what I'm asking you to do. South Africa was turning into coming out of the apartheid system in 1994. And that's when God took us there. 21 years passed. When we left Moody Bible Institute in Chicago, our older one was in high school. The second one was in middle school. And Philip, our little son, who was born while we were in Moody, was in preschool. Are you available? What about our resources? When we talk about our resources, possibly our finances. What about our skills? I saw a group of people, fantastic choir, doing an excellent job. What about your skill? Family, what about your health? What about other resources that God has given to you? A car, a computer, or an iPod? How about a Bible? How many of you have more than one Bible? Would you raise your hands in this chapel? Yes. Are you reading both of it, or can you give it away one to people who are in need, that they don't have a full Bible? Our time. How about our time? Do we have time to make a phone call to a missionary serving overseas or locally? Do you have a time to write an email to encourage them when they are going through tribulations and struggles in their life? Do you have time to send a text message or an iPhone message and receive what is going on there? Media has gone very high. We can communicate over 10,000 miles in South Africa any day, if you have internet and if you have other facilities with you. How about your time? Do you have time to pray? I would encourage you to pray. So in order to be a growing or a maturing follower, a maturing person, believer in Christ, he need to be balanced. He need to have balance in personal Christian life. How do we handle that? Personal Christian life, we need to knowing and growing in Christ. When we are in our community, we need to balance our family, balance our personal Christian life, balance our marriage life without compromising the gospel, without compromising the doctrine of God, without compromising the ethics, without compromising the morality that the Lord is teaching us through His Word. Balance is possible if you abide in the Lord. Abide in me, I will abide in you. Or in another translation, he says, remain in me, I will remain in you. How is the balance in your life? We are involved in planting churches, reaching to the mining community in South Africa. In order to share that, I need to change my dress again. I hope you are not feeling uncomfortable. This will be the last, don't worry about that. Say a crazy preacher came from Africa, an Indian-looking American. By knowing and growing in Christ, we are particularly caring about intentional discipleship with authentic relationship building by balancing a biblical balance and a cultural relevancy. We are also taught while we were growing and studying, we learned that we need to be conservative enough to be true and liberal enough to be real. That doesn't mean that we are moving into liberalism. That means that we have a balance of keeping the conservative faith and the doctrine to be planted in the hearts and minds of men and women, boys and girls, what God has given in our life. How do we know and grow in Christ? We need to know His deity. Know His suffering for us. Christ died for our sins. Christ was buried. Christ is risen. Jesus Christ is ascended into heaven. And yes, before He went, He gave us a commission. Christ is coming back. If Christ is coming back, we need to be excited about by witnessing and winning others to Christ. We can only do this in our generation, family of God. The dear elder who nurtured me, encouraged me, prayed for me to go and study God's word. He insisted I will go to a Bible school where a Bible is taught. And he told me, I'm getting old. You will take this baton and you run your race. How important it was. Molly and myself, we were baptized with a few other professionals in Zambia, Lusaka. We sang a song when we went through the waters of baptism. Where He leads me, I will follow. Where He leads me, I will follow. Where He leads me, I will follow. I'll go with Him, all the way. We mean what we sang. And if God asks us to go to the uttermost part of the world, we are willing to go. By witnessing and winning others with the intentional, we need to have an intention. Why are we living on this earth? Why has been given that a fantastic facility to come even Sunday and other part of the week to worship together? We have so many churches. We call it is fully air conditioned. You know why? Because we have no walls and there is no floor, no windows, no doors, because it is open tents. We can reach them one on one at home. At our working place, while we are traveling, while we may go to the restaurant when you have time to go to do that. In your study places, those who are studying, reach them. And also, help them to grow by fellowshipping and swallowshipping. That's not an English word, right, in America? Go and sit with them. Have a meal, maybe a corn. That may be a meal. or maybe a couple of boiled eggs, or maybe some bananas, maybe some apple. Go and sit with them. Have that swallowship. We need to give them fellowship for them to grow. New missionaries coming to the field. We are giving them fellowship and swallowship, because when they get through the storms of their life, children growing up. Why? Because God helped us raise 3 children in 3 age group, and they all graduated high school in South Africa. 2 of the girls came to Moody Bible Institute. Both of them got married. One serving in India, other in Louisville, Kentucky. And our son is continuing his study in El Paso, Texas, to complete his medical degree. And last September, he committed his life to serve the Lord full time as a medical missionary. So we do abide by available, making ourselves available, balance our life, and keep our integrity. Growing in Christ must be in integrity. In Psalms 25, verse 20 and 21, we read, "Oh, keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee." Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. Integrity and uprightness. Family of God, we may not purchase this in Harris Street or some other Food Lions or some other places. That need to grow in the Lord Jesus Christ. Humbling ourselves and start with the Lord. It is possible. We can do it. Molly and myself, we are married for 35 years and a few months. We are living in the 32nd house. The Lord says in Titus chapter 2, verse 14, "Who gave himself for us, that we might redeem us all iniquity." Redeem us all, that he might redeem us all iniquity, "and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works." He is continuing to redeem us. He is continuing to make us blameless. We need to grow in integrity by growing to be blameless. By becoming sanctified. By becoming sanctified, because God is redeeming us, continue to redeem us, that Bible verse says. He continued to, he's going on redeeming us from our iniquities. Of course, when once we are in Christ, we are a new creation. But there are a lot of things that need to be get rid of ourselves in order to keep the integrity. Be humble. It is humbling experience, family of God, when we work with a caregiving group, the people who are disabled mentally and physically. And we had a meeting with a group about 8 weeks before we left. And a young lady came up, and her son is deaf. He has gone for special education. And she came up, she's already pregnant. She said, "I've been going and visiting the local churches. I never heard the truth of the gospel. They were saying, doing this, doing this, doing this, go to the ancestors and do this." When she heard the gospel, she came up to receive the Lord Jesus Christ. There was another young lady, Maria. Maria lost her husband. She left with a child. She is having HIV/AIDS. She came crying. "Thank you for allowing me to come today." And they both received Christ. It's a humbling experience. When people of other culture and other nations, they come to the Lord Jesus Christ because you are presenting the gospel. You are giving that integrity. You are giving that humility. You are giving that blameless life presented in presence of them. God attract others to come to Christ through our lives. Available, balance, integrity, and discipline. Family of God, Christian life is a life of discipline. I need to develop discipline in Moody Bible Institute and Moody Graduate School. Learning things I never thought that I need to learn. And some of the things when we were putting pressure on academical, we said, what in the world that I need to learn all this? Well, now it is being applied in and through my life. We were taught, when everything burn around us, keep yourself cool. Where do you learn that? Only if Christ is with you, you can do that. When everything burn around you, you have to keep yourself cool. Christ in us makes that difference. I need to talk to you more about that. How do we do that? Renewing our minds. In Romans chapter 12 we read, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Family of God, renewing our mind by accepting where to go and what to do. The Lord teaches us in Psalm 32 verse 8, I will instruct you and teach you the way you should go. There are many ways that we can go. Not where we want to go. Not where we like to go. God says, God's word says, I will instruct you and teach you the way you should go. And he says, Psalm 32 verse 8 in NIV, it's read, I will counsel you and I watch over you. Do you know how he gave me counsel? When men and women going under the ground, about 600 meters to almost 3 miles. After 600 meters, they go horizontal, digging for gold and platinum and many other resources in South Africa. You know why I wear this? I want to be, because these miners, they live in darkness. They need some light. If I can be a light, and my fellow workers in the mining community can be a light, we want to be a reflecting light into the community. Will you come and see what God is doing? Accepting where to go. We need to know where God is leading us to. He will instruct us and he will teach us. Accepting where to go. What to do. He will help us. When we abide in him, when we remain in him, he will help us. Where is our resources to do things, to operate things for? I need to close because I know I am in a time-oriented society. How to do and when to do, let me move on. The last one, abiding, available, balance, integrity, discipline, and excellence. Applying endurance in practical Christian life. Applying endurance in practical Christian life. Endurance and perseverance is used in the Word of God in Hebrews chapter 10, 36 and Hebrews chapter 12 and 1. Endurance is applied. We can excel in academics. God gave my children that to excel in academics. We can excel in athletics. We can excel in courageous activity. But endurance that we need the perseverance that we need. Endurance is the stamina. It is the ability of the lungs and legs when it comes to running. Keep going a distance. That is endurance. We need perseverance or endurance essential for us as believers' life. And the believer's life is like a marathon. It is not a sitting on the pew. It is not sitting and doing quiet time. There is more to run for the Lord. And I know there is people in this church, in this chapel, that they want to run for the Lord. Would you run? Running our race marked out for us, it is on a straight road. And it is sometimes become very narrow road. And sometimes become storms on the road. It may become hill climbing sometime. And sometime going to the valley until we reach our home. How do we excel? Doing everything for the glory of God. Doing everything for the glory of God. Family of God, on September 4th, 3 days after the birth, 3 days after the birthday of my son, he is in El Paso. He was going from pediatric surgery rotation. He went from one hospital and he was rushing to the other hospital. And he met an accident. And I am driving with 8 people with my wife in a jeep in Johannesburg City in South Africa. My phone rang. Dad, I had an accident. He has been driving that car for the last 7 years. 4 years in Baylor University. This is the 3rd year in Texas Tech in El Paso. Dad, I had an accident. Family of God, as a father, I struggled to get to my son who is over 10,000 miles away from me. How do I glorify God? Many times I thought the education I have from the Bible school and graduate school is enough to do God's work. But family of God, in order to glorify God in everything, we need to leave ourselves to God fully. The Lord took care of him without any scratch on his body. The car was written off. How are you glorifying God in your life? In the storms of life comes, you need to know the Lord Jesus is the one who called us. And the Lord Jesus is the one who gave his life on the cross of Calvary. He said, Tetelestai, it is finished. But we are in an unfinished task. Would you pray with us in our ministry where God has called us? Would you pray with us for our children? Our younger, second daughter is ministering in Bhopal. You know what may be happening in India. She is raising 3 children, homeschooling, Abeka material. She is stressed out. Would you pray for her? Would you pray for us? Molly, before she came, a week before she came, she broke her tailbone while we were with another team in the platinum mine area. Would you pray with us for the healing? Would you pray with us that we go back, meeting all our resources we need and our needs met in our support system to get back, to continue, reach and build and equip men and women, boys and girls in South Africa. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the opportunity of sharing your truth. Father, help each one of us to be growing in the knowledge and truth of the Lord Jesus Christ, to become maturing followers, maturing believers in our life. Father, help us to be abiding by making ourselves available. making ourselves balanced in our life, making ourselves integrity imputed into our system, and to be building in that, in holiness, in sanctification, in also in humility. And help us to do that in love. Father, help us to discipline ourselves, to renew our minds day by day, that we will see, that we will hear, that we will listen to you and obey what to do, where to do, when to do. Father, help us to excel in our practical Christian life, doing everything for the glory of God. In Christ Jesus' name, I pray with thanksgiving. Amen.